Father, we come to you thanking you yet again for being so faithful to the ministry of Trinity Bible Church. And as we would open up your word this afternoon, Lord, please give us the ability to focus, to set aside other thoughts. Lord, just to have the energy to look to your word. And we pray that your blessed Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts through it. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we worked our way through Psalm 13, and it was a message I called From Despair to Praise. And as you know, David ends up that very challenging psalm with verse 5, I have trusted in your steadfast love, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. And we've talked about that idea of steadfast love, of God's covenant loyalty, his unfailing love, his loving kindness that never ceases. And if somebody said, Greg, where could I go in the Bible if I really wanted to meditate on this reality that God faithfully loves me and he'll never stop? Well, in my mind, I'd go right to Psalm 136. I invite your attention to Psalm 136 this afternoon for our meditation on his steadfast love endures forever. Now, I'm going to be reading from an ESV this afternoon. And hopefully that'll be more clear. We're memorizing out of that for these few months here. And because of the phrase, and just so you say, why would you do that? Just for me, and I know we're all different, steadfast love communicates to me. Loving kindness is one of those words that sounds wonderful, but I don't think about it. I never use it. And it just doesn't have a reference point in my mind. If somebody says loving kindness, I think whatever. When somebody says steadfast love, at least for me, I begin thinking, wow, somebody loves me and it never changes. Okay. And if loving kindness works for you, praise the Lord. Okay. And different words will communicate differently with us. As you open up to Psalm 136, please, in my Bible, it's just entitled, His Steadfast Love Endures Forever. You'll notice that there's 26 verses. And at the end of every verse, there is the exact same thing, right? For his steadfast love endures forever. And so what we'll find in the first three verses is an invitation to praise the Lord. And I'm going to be reading some of the verses in just the first part, and then you'll see what we're doing in a little bit. First of all, there's this invitation in verses 1, 2, and 3 to praise the Lord. So the psalmist says, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Verse 2, give thanks to the God of gods. Verse 3, give thanks to the Lord of hosts. Here is the psalmist saying, won't you come with me? Won't you give thanks with me? And remember, a psalm is a song. So this is a choir, if you will, singing this out. Obviously, a question would be, why? Why would I want to praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord? Well, we see that in verses 4 through 25. And here are all of the reasons that we can give thanks to the Lord. Those can be broken down, no doubt, many different ways. But first of all, in verses 4 through 9, because he's a great, faithful creator. Verse 4, to him who alone does great wonders. Verse 5, to him who by understanding made the heavens. Verse 6, to him who spread out the earth above the waters. Verse 7, to him who made the great lights, the sun, to rule over the day, the moon and the stars to rule over the night. Why would we give thanks to the Lord? Because he's a faithful creator. He's made us. He's created us. But more than that, he is our faithful deliverer. Remember, God made us. He's the creator. You know this, we're the creatures. What did we do? We sinned against him. And yet God delivers us from our sin. And we see this all through verses 10 through 24, how God delivered his people in the Old Testament. Notice it says in verse 10, to him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, 11, and brought Israel out from among them, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, to him who divided the Red Sea in two and made Israel pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, to him who led his people through the wilderness, to him who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as a heritage. A heritage to Israel, his servant. It is He who remembered us in our low estate and rescued us from our foes. So even as the Lord delivered His people in the Old Testament, certainly He delivers us today. As we realize that Yahweh is our Creator, we've sinned against Him. But as we repent of our sin and put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that Yahweh is also a faithful deliverer, and He does deliver us. Why do we praise the Lord? Well, He's a faithful Creator. He's a faithful deliverer. And then there's one brief verse in verse 25 here. It says, He who gives food to all flesh, He is a faithful provider. And He provides for all. And certainly, He provides for His people. So if we have here all of these great reasons to praise the Lord in verses 4 through 25, then obviously there's a conclusion, and it's verse 26. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for His steadfast love endures forever. And this is here, this wonderful psalm, Psalm 136. Three verses inviting us to praise the Lord. Reasons why we should praise the Lord in verses 4 through 25. And then the conclusion that we would praise the Lord. Now, let me just say a comment or two about the second half of each verse. And I realize we have different translations. Again, I'm reading from an ESV. Give thanks to the God of heaven, then the second part, for His steadfast love endures forever. That term, steadfast love, that's God's loyal love. That's His faithful love, unchanging love, covenant love, loving kindness. It is the love that He shows to you as you have put faith in Jesus Christ and repented of your sin and believed in the gospel. It is a faithful love that never changes. We've talked so much about this in that wonderful passage in Jeremiah, written by Jeremiah, where we've talked about God faithfully loving His people. Now, you might be going, Greg, why in the world would you have 26 verses and the second half is the same over and over and over again? And I have to think it's because repetition aids recall. You know, sometimes I'll be talking to Nancy and she'll say, you know, you've told me that already. You know, you're repeating yourself. And I say, honey, I'm a teacher. That's what teachers do. I repeat myself in the classroom over and over and over again. And then people still say, I don't remember hearing that. Okay, so it's just, I had an assignment. Boy, I hope this person's not here. If this person's here, see me and I'll ask forgiveness. Just this last week, I have an assignment, a certain assignment's due in a class. I won't be specific about what class. Maybe that'll be okay. And I've announced almost every class. Now remember, a week from Wednesday you have an assignment. Okay, so remember, coming Wednesday you have an assignment. Okay, remember you have an assignment due on Wednesday. And you could turn it in late, but I take off a point a day for being late. And I want you to do well. I want you to get full credit. So remember the assignment's due. I've reminded the class again and again. It's in the syllabus. That day in class, it's a class of about 75 people. Almost everybody walks into the room and takes the assignment and puts it on my desk. Okay? So, you know, after 49 people do that, one would think, right? And I actually got an email from a student saying, hey, Dr. Mazak, I had my assignment, but I didn't turn it in because I didn't know it was due that day. Couldn't you remind us? You know? And I was tempted to respond in so many different ways. And I've actually, one of the things I have learned, or maybe still am learning, is when in doubt, don't. Okay? So I still have not responded to that email because I just think it would be best. I thought of just responding, talk to my wife, and she will explain to you that I repeat myself too much. Okay? Maybe it's good that we would hear certain things again and again. And many people believe, remember, a psalm is a song, that perhaps this was alternating choirs singing back and forth. One choir singing the first part of the verse, the second choir singing the second half, just going back and forth, back and forth. What I would like to do is I would like to close our special anniversary day of worship by reading this psalm together, Psalm 136, And I'll read the first part of each verse, and as a congregation, we will read the second half. And just so we can be reading the same thing, I have the ESV put on the screen. I'm not suggesting it's better than your translation. If you have another one you like more, that's great. But I thought just so that we can read one translation together, I'll put the ESV there. And if you are thinking, really, like, I'm going to repeat the same thing 26 times in a row, that is correct. That is exactly what God wants us to do. And maybe by His grace, not only will that praise Him, number one, but it will minister grace to the people near you. Because in this room are people that are facing challenging times. And they need to be reminded, His steadfast love endures forever. And in addition to that, maybe as we all depart and do our thing the rest of the day and go different places this week and in the weeks and months to come, maybe having read the same thing over and over 26 times, as we come to a place where life is hard and we start to think, Lord, it just doesn't seem like it's going as I think it should go, that maybe the Holy Spirit would bring back to our minds His steadfast love endures forever. So out of respect for God's Word, I'll ask you to stand. And I'm going to read the first part of each verse, and then we as a congregation will repeat this. And after that, without comment, I close in prayer. And then Dale will come and lead us in our final song. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To Him who alone does great wonders. To Him who by understanding made the heavens. To Him who spreads out the earth above the waters. To Him who made the great lights. The sun to rule over the day. The moon and stars to rule over the night. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. To Him who divided the Red Sea in two and made Israel pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To Him who led His people through the wilderness. To Him who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites. And Og, king of Bashan. And gave their land as a heritage. A heritage to Israel, His servant. It is He who remembered us in our low estate and rescued us from our foes. He who gives food to all flesh. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for His steadfast love endures forever. And all God's people said, Amen. Father, we thank You that Your steadfast love endures forever.